This episode is brought to you by the Arvada Center, because they're kicking off their summer concert series in June. Relax under the stars at the Arvada Center's outdoor amphitheater and take in acts like Melissa Etheridge, Big Richard, Tower of Power, Preservation Hall Jazz Band, The Spin Doctors, and so much more. Concerts are scheduled for June through September. You can find a whole schedule of events and get your tickets today at arvadacenter.org. That's arvadacenter.org. Today on CityCast Denver is brought to you by Tecovas, your source for cowboy boots and Western style fashion. Finally, we're going to the stock show. Join me and one of our favorite returning guests, Joshua Emerson, as we go backstage at the National Western Center, ask the uncomfortable questions, and figure out what this annual tradition means to the people who love it most. And just a note, this episode includes some spicy language. Today is Wednesday, January 10th. I'm Bree Davies, and here's what Denver's talking about. We just walked into a vendor area with some very large trucks that I feel like our transit reporter would not like very much.
Yeah, but it's a stock show.
It's true.
All right. Yeah, it's a Denver institution, right?
It's the most appropriate place for the large truck we're looking at right now.
That is a big truck. All right. This is an entirely American thing right here. You
Chevrolet.
See this and you're like, take that, War of 1812. You know what I mean? Like, this is beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. Of all the people driving these, this is probably the most appropriate place.
Yeah. I've never been to the stock show before. So
oh,
this feels
okay.
Very like almost like the fair to me, I guess.
Yeah, definitely fair
yeah.
vibes.
Have you been to the stock show before, Bree?
Oh, of course.
Of course. Yeah? How many times?
Many as a child that I don't remember, but I came last year.
Okay.
So that's the most memorable.
How y'all doing? Who do we have here right here?
I bet these
ladies know a lot.
Judy? And Judy, what do you do here?
I just volunteer in the information booths, and we tell people, the main things are where's the Coliseum and where's the restroom? They're pretty important.
Absolutely. Yeah, anywhere's a restroom if you try hard enough. But
Judy, where are you from?
Denver. For about 40 years I've lived here. Yeah.
It's a long time.
Yes.
What's your favorite thing about the stock show?
Zebus.
Explain.
A special kind of cattle that's downstairs right now.
Okay.
I can show you a picture of them.
Should we go look at one?
Oh, yeah.
I have to go check these out. I think
we have to go down this way? Is this how we go down?
Yeah.
Awesome.
They are going to be really excited to be in this elevator with us, I feel.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad we're both wearing proper shoes.
I got a bolo tie on. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah?
That's enough. You're wearing Nikes. I'm wearing Uggs. Who are we? Here we go. The Hall of Education.
This is where
we were last year. Okay. Oh, we are in someone's...
Yeah, so we've gone to the vacuum. They're vacuuming a large cow right now. You can hear
this all-black cow. That's a good-looking cow.
That is a good-looking cow.
The cow is very chill.
It doesn't seem to mind the vacuuming, to be honest. It seems like...
I mean, the cow's into sensory stuff. I bet that's a great feeling.
Yeah.
This is where the cows get groomed, because there's a whole bunch of other ones.
Around this way? Or, like, is this all...
Are we accidentally backstage at the cow bathing area?
I think so. Hi, y'all. How you doing? Hi. You want to talk to us for a second? Awesome. Who do we have here?
I'm Callie.
Hi, Callie.
I'm Cammy.
Hi, Cammy.
And I'm Charlene.
Hi, Charlene. And where are you guys from?
El Dorado, Kansas.
Oh, you came all the way from Kansas.
We are down southern Kansas, down close to the Oklahoma border.
Yep. And what are you doing at the stock show? What brought you out here?
We're showing our heifers. And bull.
What breeds?
Hereford and Shorthorn.
Tell us, what's the difference between a Hereford and a Shorthorn? Or are they bred for something different, or? Uh-oh, pop quiz, Mom.
No, that's okay. So both of them bring a lot of really good traits to the cattle industry, known for their muscle, their marbling. Herefords tend to be a little bit more docile, we found, than our Shorthorn breeds, but they're just kind of like different people. They're respective in their own rights and bring quality traits like all others do.
So do you bring them down here to sell them?
Nope. So we're only showing them. We have a bred known bull, so a bull that we raised out of a former show heifer that we had, and then we have two heifers that are heavy breds that will go back home and calve in about a month.
Wow.
And when you say show them, does that mean you're showing them off to people, or like, and then people like want to
like
buy the
client
stock,
customers?
Yeah, so we make them look pretty, so kind of like girls do when they doll up. We give them haircuts. We use a product that's similar to hairspray, just like humans, to kind of fit their legs up and make them look nice and fluffy.
Oh, fluffy,
and
yes.
And then kind of like a human conditioner, we have a shine conditioner that we spray in their hair to make it look nice and shiny and pretty and fluffy, too.
It worked because I do want to cuddle with this cow. She is good looking.
They're so big. They're so big. You guys, just you guys?
You yep. transfer, you brought these these cows all the way from Kansas.
Yeah.
Do you guys come to Denver often? Is it just for the show?
We come to this show every year.
You do?
Yeah.
This is our third time out here, so
yeah. I came the last 2 years with market steers.
What was your first trip out here?
I had a catch-a-calf the first time we came, and then last year I just had a regular show steer.
Wait, what was the first one?
A catch-a-calf.
What is that?
So the National Western Stock Show has this program that gives the kids the opportunity to what a lot of people think is a free steer. But it's so what it is is you take this care of the steer the whole time you have it, and you do like daily record keeping and taking care of the animal, and you also have a sponsor you work with that basically sponsors your steer to help you build up those communication aspects. And then when you get to Denver, you have, like, you do an interview and a speech, and then you also show, so then you also basically do the same thing as we would do with our heifers and our bull, and you'd get to show them, and then ultimately, since they're a market steer, you would sell them here.
Oh, so it's like an internship, kind of.
Kind of. That's a good way to put it. I've never thought about it that way.
And I have to ask, is this count for school? Are you supposed to be in school right now?
Definitely.
Well, thank you guys so much for talking. You guys are so lovely. Yeah, good luck. All right.
Thank you. Oh, look at this pretty cow.
Beautiful.
Oh.
Oh.
Hi, cow.
Hey, how y'all doing today? Good morning.
Oh, this guy looks amazing.
Hi. Can we talk to you for a second?
No.
Sounds good. Well, you have a great day then. That's fair enough.
Sorry, what did he say?
Said he's wanted.
Oh.
And he doesn't want anybody to know that he's here.
You're like, well, that's all the more reason we want to talk to you, sir.
And you know what? He might have been joking, but...
He might have been serious. That man...
That's right.
...looked like he was out of a Western for real.
Yeah, I'll take him at his word. Hi, y'all. Can we talk to you for
a
second?
These guys.
You're good? This guy right here? Oh, yeah.
Oh, perfect.
What's your name?
Colton.
Colton? I could have guessed.
What?
I could have guessed.
How do you guess that?
I don't know. It was just a joke.
Where are you from, Colton?
I'm from Iowa.
Iowa. Hawkeye State.
The Hawkeye State, yeah.
What are you doing out here at the stock show?
I got livestock out here.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of livestock? What are you doing?
Showing Simmental cattle.
What is that?
It's a breed of cow.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what are they usually bred for?
Like meat, showing, shit like that, or stuff like that, sorry.
It's okay. Yeah. We're a podcast, you can cuss.
That's right, you can cuss. Oh, come on, cuss again. Come on, you got it.
It's like, I don't know, like, so like, you got another question? Or?
Yeah, I do. So you're coming, do you guys sell the cattle here, or you just show them, or like, how does that work?
Yeah, they sell, like they pick one out of the four to sell.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then about how much are you looking to walk away from this show from?
What is an
average? Like as much as like they'll bring. It's like a live auction. So like.
Like what are you hoping for?
We know nothing about
the
price
of cows. I just work for the people.
Uh-huh.
They have the hopes for the prices. So I don't know.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Who do you work for? Who's the?
Well, I work for Freckin' Cattle. But it's my friend, Brandon. He'd like to talk to you about it.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Brandon. How much are you looking to walk away this weekend with?
Oh, if we could sell one for $50,000, I'd be pretty happy.
$50,000?
$50,000?
Yeah, that'd be all right, wouldn't it? There will be some cattle sold this week, over $200,000, I guess.
So is that for like a beef cow?
Yeah, breeding rights.
Cow?
Beef.
Breeding.
All, this is all beef in here, so.
Okay.
Yeah, breeding rights, semen sales, all that kind of stuff goes into it.
Breeding rights and semen sales. And
nobody's buying these cattle to butcher them. I mean, it's all genetics is what they're selling here. So.
You'll butcher the other ones, right? Not the ones that
like the steers, like the castrated males, all like, and then the bulls people will buy to like breed their herd of cows.
Right.
Take home and like, yeah.
So you pay $200,000 for a bull, it'll make your herd better, and then you can sell semen and make money back also.
Okay.
Wow. I just learned about the semen trade.
And that's the top end. I mean, that's expensive. Usually they're anywhere from 5,000 to 20 is probably the average right now.
Okay. Absolutely. And what are you looking for, yeah, like in a $20,000 cow?
Like trait wise? Well, I mean, just good feet and legs, and you gotta have some shit to them, you know, some power. I mean, we are beef cattle, so we need to have some shit to us, and docility is nice also.
And then in terms of like stock shows around the country, how does this one rank to you?
Oh, I think this is probably the best one in the country.
Yeah, this is the best.
What makes it the best?
It's just, we're out west, it's cattle country. You get some of the top notch breeders in the country to come right here. And
this is where like all the guys like before our time came to, yeah, like before us, they like, this, yeah, is
so
like
the history
one.
Aspect
a lot of
is
history,
important.
A lot of heritage out here, yeah, like, yeah, especially in this building and like the old yards out there. It's very nostalgic for most of us. I mean, obviously we're younger, but it's been going on a long time.
My dad was coming out here like when he was my age and stuff. Yeah. He's like 60 now.
What if they okay, there's been several plans. They were maybe going to knock it down and build brand new facilities. How would you feel about it?
Things have to change. You have to adapt to the environment and what's happening, and hopefully we can get the numbers back here and it'll be a big show again, and to have a nice facility with plenty of power, it's just awesome. Like the new yards down there are second to none, so.
The new barn might attract like more people, like a new place, new facility, nicer, more upgrades.
But
stuff
the
like
the history is still here. You're the coming, history, like you said, you're coming,
yeah,
out west.
Yeah. Yeah, it will be sad when if this building is torn down. I mean, we've spent a lot of good times in here, but
just so
make
nice
new memories
hear.
Down there.
Thank you so much
you
for talking.
Awesome. Thank
appreciate
you.
Y'all.
This episode is brought to you by Pine Melon, the farmer's market delivered. Pine Melon is a next-generation grocery delivery app that partners with over 200 farmers, ranchers, and producers in Colorado to help make fresh, locally sourced foods available to the Denver community at fair prices. Get high-quality meats, eggs, and dairy from small local farms, fresh baked breads from local bakeries, and more, as well as all of your favorite pantry staples. Best part is, Pine Melon offers same-day delivery to Denver and soon Boulder within a two-hour window, no subscription necessary. Save time in your busy schedule and get fresh and healthy groceries delivered right to your door. Join the movement and support local today. Use promo code CITYCASTDENVER for $75 off your first delivery at pinemelon.com. That's pinemelon.com.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there, and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
All right, how do we get away from the blowers?
Yeah, this guy's literally bringing a cow right by us.
Ooh.
Can you hear them? Been there, sister.
I'm tempted by this sign that says Beef Palace.
Gotta go to the Beef Palace.
Let's go to the Beef Palace. It says Auction Arena. Maybe through the door?
Beef Palace Auction Arena. Oh, this is like a tiny. This is probably where the real business happens.
I got 300. I got out of here.
You should try to book
over.
A show here.
Yeah. It would be a good place.
What size room do you think this is?
This right here, I would say.
Got 1,000?
1,000?
I don't know.
1,000?
100? 500?
Oh, you're going all over the place.
I have no clue.
With that. Yeah.
That's
I would
just
say,
what I hear my
I
husband
say
all the time. What
I would
size
say
room?
150-ish. Maybe you could probably get 300
oh, you
at the most.
This place. Yeah.
Yeah, if you packed it. You know what I mean? Okay. It's nice. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen stuff
I've
never seen before.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Backstage. Paul, the history part is very important to people.
Apparently.
We have learned.
And I got to say that I don't. Like as a native, like it's all about the beef. There's no like idea of like the cowboy. Maybe over on the rodeo side, it might be a little bit different. But these people, they fucking love beef.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
They do.
Like they love the animals. You know what I mean?
Hello, Hall of Education West.
Oh, should we try that? Yeah. Let's try that.
He's talking to a banker that like walked through here, and he's just here to get drunk. I was like, that's interesting.
I feel like that's why a lot of Denverites are here, to be honest with you.
I think so as well.
To get drunk? Oh, when we asked him the Cowtown question, I was thinking about this. What's they that? Come out to Denver for the stock show, and like he's like, all I can basically do is this. I don't have time to really go into the city. So his version of Denver is this.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking about when I was on tour with my band, just like when you're touring as a comedian, sometimes you're in a place for one night.
Right.
And I've been to Boston, but I've only played a warehouse there and left.
Exactly.
So maybe, I don't really know what Boston's like.
Yeah, you have one small snapshot of it.
Yeah,
you know?
And I wonder if that's kind of the experience they're having sometimes, if they don't get to get out.
It's the same thing with Marsh Powwow. The only like version of Denver
that a lot
of
these this
exactly.
arena,
yeah,
not the whole city. I just thought that was interesting when he was talking about the Cowtown thing. Should we go this way?
Yeah.
Is this one of those cow squeezing machines?
Oh, yeah.
I think this is a cow squeezing machine.
It was like an autistic woman who she's still alive, I think,
yeah, Temple
right?
Grandin actually right. took this idea and applied it to folks with autism and people on the spectrum who have sensory issues.
Right.
She was watching
the
cows.
She made it for herself.
For herself. Right, yeah. And like she was just going to use it herself. And then one of her professors was like, you should like tell people about this. And now it's like a form of therapy. She works
Beautiful.
Here. She works at CSU. Been a professor there since 1990. Cute.
You guys look wonderful together. I love how you're matching the denim and stuff like that. How long have y'all been dating? For a while. Absolutely. He doesn't want to talk to us. What's your name?
Haley.
Haley, and who's that over there?
That's Luke.
Luke, and what's your favorite thing about Luke?
My favorite thing about Luke? Look at him. He's a cowboy.
I mean, yeah, it's
handsome
square
man.
Jaw.
Absolutely. Where are you guys from?
From here.
Yeah,
Broomfield. He's in Elizabeth.
Okay.
What brought you to this talk show?
Everything.
Everything. Oh, yeah.
Cows.
The cows?
Yeah. Horses. Rodeo.
What are you guys up to?
We're making a podcast about the stock show.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
Yeah. Do you guys come
a good
every
podcast
year?
Podcast?
I hope it's good.
Of course it's good.
What's it about? What's the angle?
It's about Denver.
Yeah.
Everything Denver.
That's
so
awesome.
This week we're talking about the stock show.
Because
so.
Stock show's in town.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I just love that you guys match, all right? That's my favorite thing about that.
Like, okay.
It was not intentional.
No, because
you look great.
So I warned him. I said, I'm wearing my Sherpa denim jacket, so if you wear yours, we're going to match. Uh-huh. And, of course, like typical men, he didn't listen to me. So he shows up, and I was like, look, we're matching. He's like, what are you talking about? I was like, I told you. Never listened to anything I said.
It turned out great. I'll just say that. You
okay,
both look
good.
Great.
Thank
Absolutely.
You. Thank you.
Have a great time,
thank
okay?
Thank you.
That man was like,
"Yeah, I'm from over there."
That lady was like, he points. He goes, "I'm from over there," as in that corner of this room we're in.
And she was lovely.
She was lovely.
Like, hi y'all. Do you mind if we talk to you for a bit?
What's up?
You guys, mind if we talk to you for a bit?
Yeah, right here on board, Mikey.
Mikey, how you doing, Mikey?
Good.
What's your name?
Rigson.
Say that again.
Rigson.
Rigson, nice to meet you. Where are you guys from?
South Dakota.
Nebraska.
Oh, you're from different places, huh?
Yeah.
Are you guys friends?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you meet here at the stock show?
No, we met at NCC.
Yeah.
What's that?
The Cattlemen's in Nebraska.
Is that like a different
show?
Show?
Yes.
Do you guys like to come into Denver for the stock show?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's fun and you get to show a lot, meet a lot of new people.
Yeah.
Are these your cows?
Yes.
What are your cows' names?
I don't know.
Ask him.
You don't know your cows' names?
She does.
Why don't you know your cows' names?
Mm.
Oh, really?
Oh, they're your cows. We need to talk to the owner of the cows. What are your cows' names?
Mosey and Fancy.
What's your name?
JC.
JC, how long have you been coming to the stock show?
Since last year.
What do you like about it?
Showing the best. Or shopping. I like shopping.
Shopping here at the stock show. We have heard that. There are a lot of good vendors.
Did you get anything this year?
Not yet. I just got here.
Oh, okay.
Where did you come from?
Nebraska.
You drive here?
Yeah.
How long is the drive?
7 hours.
That's not too bad.
Yeah.
It's not too bad.
I mean, the load's got, do you like load them in and then like you have to load them out too, right? Yeah. It's like
do
a whole
Do you
thing.
Do all that part?
Well, not by myself.
Like you get help from these guys? Because I don't even know your cow's name, so frankly, I don't know. Okay, really quick. What do you do to get her ready? What do you got to...
Fit them. where people come and you basically take glue. It's like hairspray for cows, and you brush them, and then you clip them a little bit.
Just get their fur looking the best.
Yeah. Do you vacuum? I see people vacuuming them. Are they blowing?
Yeah.
So it's the other way then, huh?
Yeah.
And you're just getting the dirt? Yeah, okay.
So make them fluffy after they get a bath.
Oh.
And then they get a little hairspray.
Hairspray.
And then they get a little trim.
Pampered cows.
They're good looking cows.
Yeah?
How long do you show a cow before they're like retired?
You breed them, and then once they have their baby, they're done.
Oh.
You can show them as a pair, but.
Once they have their baby, they're done. And then do they just retire or do they go? They go to the mom hangout?
They just go out to the pasture and then we keep breeding them and use their babies to show them stuff or sell.
Okay, so once they have a baby, they're done, but they're not done breeding.
Yeah, they're just done showing and going to shows.
Okay, yeah, you can't really get your post-baby body back so you don't get to show after. I know how that goes.
I don't.
I mean? It's tough.
I respect women. I think they're great.
I see it, though. It makes sense. You have a cow, you have a baby, you're done. Okay.
Fair enough.
Well, this was great.
Thank you so much. Good luck.
Well, here we are.
That was fun.
Yeah. Walked out. We're outside of the National Western Center.
I gotta say, I like the kids. I love how the youth is involved.
Man, there are some really cool kids raising cows in this country, yeah. I learned.
Missing class? You know, who cares?
Skipping school?
We're showing cows out here.
Just show your cow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Admirable.
Yeah, make some money. You know what I mean?
I loved it.
Have a grumpy older brother. You know, get
have a bossy older sister.
There it is.
That's how you do it.
I gotta say, I'm pro National Western Stock Show.
You're a booster officially.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I'm maybe not a booster, but I'm like, you know, let's keep it around. I think it's nice. March them downtown every year. my Christmas lights are up right now. Okay.
Wow. I took mine down.
What?
I know. I didn't want to tell anyone, but I needed to put them away. You know. I don't know.
All right. Well, this is Josh Emerson signing off.
This is Bree Davies signing off. See you next year. Yeehaw!
Yeehaw!
Hey, it's Bree Davies, and I'm here with newsletter editor Adrian Gonzalez. Hi, Adrian.
Good morning, Bree.
So it's Western Week here at CityCast Denver, and it's time for our Tecovas tip of the day. Adrian, what's today's tip?
Today, we're talking all about how to find the right boots for you, the right Western boots. So the internet is a great thing. We're able to buy just about anything and everything online. But I love going into a store in person, like the Tecovas store in Cherry Creek North. I think that's the move. First of all, the store is full of great vibes. It's just a really cool vibe. It's really inviting. And the best part is that they have a bunch of boot experts that are able to walk you through some of the leather options and really importantly, the fit. Because Western boots don't have laces like traditional boots, the fit is a little different than you might be used to if you haven't worn Western boots. So they'll be able to walk you through what that should feel like and what the right boots are for you.
Oh, the boots without laces. That's a good way to think about it when I'm looking at a pair of cowboy boots and their fit. That's helpful. Well, thanks for joining us, Adrian.
Thanks, Bree.
Step into a new pair of Tecovas for wherever your journey takes you. And remember, don't go gently. That's all for today here on CityCast Denver. If you enjoyed this show, why not take a minute to tell Temple Grandin about us? Rate the show wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to our morning newsletter and learn more about us at denver.citycast.fm. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. See you later.
I thought bull semen might be a good gift for you, but then when he said $20,000, I was like, that's too much for a gag gift. You know what I mean?